we're going to talk about things that one should not do during the 3 weeks because they are dangerous. Meaning there is this concept that we should stay away from dangerous activity throughout the entire year. A person is nishmatim al nafshasecha, a person has to protect their health, their well-being. But during 3 weeks, there seems to be an added emphasis on this idea of protecting our health and our well-being. So where does this added emphasis come from? The Gemara Maseches, the Mishnah Maseches Taina says that Mishnah Nichnasav Mima'atim B'Simcha, that the halacha is when Chodesh Av begins, we lessen, we lower our level of Simcha. And the Gemara Taina's Chav Tesan Beis tells us that as a result of Mima'atim B'Simcha, Amrav Papa Hilkach Bar Yisrael Dis Beidina Bahade Nachri L'Shtamit Minei Ba'av Direya Mazaleh, that if a Jew has a Din Torah with a guy, he should try to avoid having that, not a Din Torah, court case with a guy, he should avoid having that court case during the month of Av, because it's a time of bad mazel for the Jewish people. And the Gemara pointed out that Mishnah Nichnas Adar is Marbim B'Simcha, so one should try to have a case, if they have a case with a guy, they should try to do it specifically during Chodesh Adar, because that's when the Jewish mazel is much stronger. So that's what the Gemara tells us in terms of Mishnah Nichnas Av Matim B'Simcha. Tosfos on the spot points out that the idea is Megalgalin Chovel Yom Chayiv, that if a bad thing is going to happen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will see to it that it happens on a day that's designated for bad, and this is a time period, Mishnah Nichnas Av is a time period that's designated for bad. The Ritva says, wait a second, Bari Mazale, Reya Mazale, Ein Mazal Yisrael. What do you mean? We have good mazel, bad mazel. There is no Mazal Yisrael. So the Ritva writes that during these months, that rule is off. There is Mazal Yisrael during Chodesh Av and during Chodesh Adar. Or alternatively, he says, it doesn't mean Mazal. It's not talking about the constellations and what that means for us. It means it's a Gzera Min HaShemayim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a Gzera, that this time period is an especially rough time period for us. So the Magen Avraham Tzivkan Beis says that until this applies, until Rosh Chodesh Elul, Mishnah Nichnas Av all the way through the entire month of Av. But the Mishvar quotes from Karban Asanel that at least until after Tisha B'Av, even if not all the way until Chodesh Elul, at least until after Tisha B'Av. That is one halacha. There's one halacha about avoiding things that are that may turn out poorly for us because Megalgul and Chovel Yom Chayiv, and it's a function of Mishnah Nichnas Av Mematin B'Simcha. And that is the very first si'if in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, is about that halacha. The very last si'if in Siman Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, says something that seems very similar. The Beis Yosef in Tav Kuf Nun Aleph, in addition to quoting this Gemara at the very beginning of the Siman, the Beis Yosef quotes at the very end from the Agos Maimonios HaChadashos that from Shivas or Batamas until Tisha B'Av, one should not hit their children, even with a strap, even with something that's not going to do permanent damage or wouldn't normally do permanent damage, nor should one walk alone, go outside alone from the fourth hour to the ninth hour of the day, because that is a dangerous time. There are all sorts of negative forces out there, and that is a very dangerous thing to do. So the Bir Halacha says, even though the Beis Yosef only quotes this to worry about these things, he says from Shiva Asa B'Tamuz until Tisha B'Av, Beis Yosef even quotes all the way from Shiva Asa B'Tamuz, Bir Halacha says we should try to avoid these things from Rosh Chodesh Tamuz. Or Chashulchan says going out alone in a city where there are people around is not called going out alone. It would mean going out alone where there's no one else around and a person is literally all alone. Mishabura adds, not even if we're going to avoid things that are in some way mystically dangerous, like going out alone, so we would also avoid being Omid ben Chamal Itzel, which is also a spiritually dangerous thing. You have to learn those sugyas in the 10th parak of Pesachim that everyone skips, about all those things that are also Mishum Sakana that are considered to be mystically dangerous. So that's also a halacha over here. So we have the one halacha about Mishnah Nichnas Av Mematin B'Simcha, and therefore we avoid any situation where we could lose. And then there's this other halacha about avoiding these mystically dangerous things that at least applies for, as far as going out alone between the fourth and the ninth hour, and seemingly not to hit a child, because also you never know what could happen when you're hitting a child, even if it's something that's very small. So I want to discuss the most common questions about activities that may be associated with danger. Swimming, hitting children, is just because that one appears in Shulchan Aruch, even though hopefully it's not a very commonly asked one. Traveling and undergoing surgery. So first, in terms of swimming, in Halicha Shlomo Parakid Gimel Osei, Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach is quoted in Tshuvas Van Hagel's Chelk Beis and Reish Samach Gimel. Rav Sturmbach writes that there is no issur to go swimming during the 3 weeks, only during the 9 days. And the reason it's usher during the 9 days is not because of the danger shabo, rather it's usher because of the issur of rechitza shel ta'anug, that one is not supposed to bathe in an enjoyable way, and the definition of rechitza shel ta'anug is probably to go swimming. So that's why it's only asr during the 9 days, but not asr during 3 weeks. In Tshuvas Yaskel Avdi, Chelek Chesim in Yudalit, he writes that it is mutter, but it's an appropriate chumrah for one to take. Hamachmir tavalav bracha. That if a person wants to take on an extra chumrah during 3 weeks to show that the churban means something to him and that he's really being impacted by it, so it's not a crazy chumrah. It's an appropriate chumrah for one to take. In Orchos Rabbeinu Chelek Beis, page Kuf Chav Tes Osid Beis, Rav Chaim Kanievsky said that the Chazon Ish used to go to the beach during Bein HaMitzarim until Rosh Chodesh Av for health reasons, that he needed to go to the ocean for health reasons, and he would go up until Rosh Chodesh Av, and he would say that really it's mutter for him to go even after Rosh Chodesh Av because it's for health reasons, but he thought it would be a chilul Hashem to do so. Not everyone would realize that it's for health reasons, as if the Chazon Ish were just spending time on the beach otherwise, but anyway, he thought that it would be a chilul Hashem to go otherwise after Rosh Chodesh Av. So Rav Shturbach advises, though, that even though it's mutter to go swimming during 3 weeks, he says we do avoid things that are particularly dangerous. So he says if you're going to go to the, specifically by the ocean, you don't want to go where the water level is above your head and you're swimming out and you can get easily caught in a current. It's one thing in the swimming pool. He doesn't discuss the swimming pool. So probably in the swimming pool, even if you're in the deep end, it's not so dangerous if there's a lifeguard and you know how to swim. But if you're but if you're by the ocean, even if you know how to swim and even if there's a lifeguard, it would strike one as at least moderately dangerous, and therefore one shouldn't do it at all during the 3 weeks if he's in the deep water. But stay in the shallow water, he holds is absolutely permissible. In Moadei Yeshur, on page 136, it implies that Rav Moshe held that you're allowed to go boating during the 3 weeks, and that's why we're going in our rafting trip tomorrow. He held that you're allowed to go boating during 3 weeks, but I have a sefer, Nechamas Yisrael, that says that he thinks it's a davar pashut, that if it's a boat that easily tips over, like a kayak, that one should not go, because that would be something that would be considered to be dangerous. It would probably be assuming that it would tip over in deep water, meaning if you tip over on a raft in the big rapids that we're going to be going through, so you just stand up and you'll see that the water's up to your knees, and it's probably not like the biggest deal in the world. What about hitting kids? Moving on to the next topic. So as we mentioned, the Shulchan Aruch says you're not supposed to hit kids during this time period. Mishabura says even Beritzua, even that's based on the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef had quoted that even Beritzua, even with a strap, because even though it's not dangerous, you're still not allowed to do it because it resembles danger. In fact, there's a Medrash Eicha, Parsha Aleph Os Chavtes, that tells a story that Rabbi Avo was sitting and learning in the shul, and he saw a guy who was holding a makel shel eitz, a wooden stick, and he went to go hit somebody, and Rabbi Avo saw a mazik me'achorei oso ish, behind that guy, holding a makel shel barzel, holding an iron stick, and Rabbi Avo grabbed the guy with the wooden stick, and he said, "No, don't do this, don't. You're going to kill your friend." He said, "What do you mean kill my friend? I'm just holding a wooden stick. It's not going to kill anyone." He said, "No, you don't see, but there's a mazik behind you with an iron stick. And if you hit with the wooden stick, he's going to hit with the iron stick." And the Medrash is trying to tell us that even when you strike someone in a way that's not dangerous, but the forces are so strong during this time period that on a spiritual level, on some sort of ruchni level, there's a mazik waiting right behind us with a much more powerful force. And this story strongly implies that even soft hitting is asur. In fact, Rav Chaim Kanievsky quoted in She'ilas Rav, Perek Lamed Gimel, She'ilas Chav Dalet, says not to hit even with the hand. Even the Mishabura says, and the Beis Yosef says, not even with the Ritzua, not even going to use a Ritzua. Even if you're using nothing, person shouldn't hit. Obviously, we're not going to get into the discussion now about how it's a bad idea to hit children in general, Bizmanenu. Most of the Gedolei Adar from this generation, the previous generation, have said that it's a really, really bad idea anyway, and it's not going to be an effective way of chinuch. So, but we're not getting into that discussion now. Talking in the times when it was considered normal and acceptable, so that's nevertheless the comment that the poskim have about this time period of the year. Now there may be limitations on this issue. Shulchan Aruch records it as an issue to do by yamim haheim, but the Levush writes ba'oso zman. What does ba'oso zman mean? So in the Tosafos Chaim on the Chayei Adam Kal Kuflam and Gimel Siv Kut Yud Zayin, he says it means between the fourth and ninth hour. Just like the Beis Yosef said, it's only between the fourth and ninth hour that you're not allowed to go outside alone. So the hitting the kids was also going on that time period. Dafka between the fourth and ninth hour. In fact, that's what the Prima Gadim writes in Mishpso Zav Siv Kut Yud Ches explicitly. But in Sefer Karolai Moed, page Yud Ches Ha'ar Zayin, he says Rav Chaim Kanievsky said his father was careful the entire day, not just between the fourth and ninth hour. Another possible limitation is a very interesting chiddush. The Eshel Avraham Mipachach writes in Siman Tavkuf Nunal of Sif Yud Ches that if there's a mezuzah in the room, that there's no problem. That the whole problem is when you don't have extra divine protection, but a mezuzah provides extra divine protection, there's no problem. Okay, hitting kids hopefully is not the most relevant one. Let's move on to traveling. Shulchan Aruch and Sif Yud Ches says a person should not go out alone between the fourth and ninth hour, like we mentioned before, but in a group it seems absolutely fine. In the Stechemer, in Ma'arechas Bein HaMetzarim, Siman Aleph Os Yud, he quotes from Reb Chaim Palagi that apparently there was a takana that was made not to be metayel beginos upardesim, already starting from Shiva Asabatamas. So that's the lone source that suggests that field trips and the like, even in a group, might be problematic during the 3 weeks. But most of the poskim assume, like it says in Shulchan Aruch, that there's no problem with field trips. The only problem is if a person goes out alone specifically during those hours of the day. Rav Vazner and Shevet Alevi Chelikud Simn Chavav was asked by a camp in America, by a summer camp in America, whether they can go on trips, and he suggested doing fewer trips so at least the kids recognize that it's a sad time of the year. That was his recommendation. It didn't sound like he felt that was the halacha necessarily, but as a proper chinuch to show the children that it's an interesting time of the year. But he says, and if you're going to go on a trip during 3 weeks, you should make sure that you should share divrei Torah v'chizuk along the way, and that way the trip could turn into a dvar mitzvah, because anytime you need to do any of these things that we're talking about today, l'tzarech mitzvah, all bets are off. It's totally mutter. So make it a tzarech mitzvah. Share divrei Torah and chizuk along the way. It's a good idea always to share divrei Torah and chizuk along the way. There's an interesting sefer of Harfenis, a Dayan and Satmer, in the Sefer Mekadish Yisrael, page Yud Aleph Oschav Beis. He's a big posik in Satmar. Rabbi Simon from YU is very close with him. Rav Harfenis, he brings his Talmidim to go talk to him. He's a big baki in Zmanim and a lot of other things. He wrote dozens of Sfarim. So Rav Harfenis suggests that small trips are okay, like to go to the zoo. But he says not more. You shouldn't go on like more significant trips, like to an amusement park or to a circus. But he says if you're running a summer camp and you're afraid that if you don't go on trips and all the other camps go on trips, the kids are going to leave your camp and they're going to go, he says, to Machnos Yoser Modernium, to some more modern camps the next year. They're not going to come back to you the following year, and you want to teach them proper Yerushalayim. So then he thought that you could even go to amusement parks. Okay. Even during the 9 days, Yaakov Kamenetsky, and Emes Yaakov, page Reish Chafei, Ha'ara 515, says that a person can travel for a mitzvah even during the 9 days, like for Kibbutz Aveim, or to go to Israel. Whenever you go to Israel, it's always considered a mitzvah. In the Ashrei Ha'ish, which is the Anhagos of Rav Yashiv, and the Pesachim of Rav Yashiv, in Parak Samach Tesif Gimel, says Rav Yashiv thought that business travel would be considered a mitzvah for these purposes as well. That even during the 9 days, business travel would be permissible. In Alicha Shlomo, Parak Chav Gimel, page Reish Ayin Vav, in the Orchas Halacha section, note 16, he points out that Rav Shlomo Zalman was not a big fan of air travel during the 9 days. He thought that air travel during the 9 days, since flying on a plane is an inherently dangerous thing, even though it's not statistically dangerous. That's why we're allowed to do it, because it's not statistically dangerous, but it's an inherently dangerous situation, and it's something that we would say a gomel on. Not everyone does, as we mentioned the other day. Not everyone does say gomel on air travel, but Rav Shlomo Zalman held that you do. So he thought that that should be avoided during the 9 days. In the Tshuvos V'Derashta V'Chakarta, Chelek Hei Siman Tzad Yos Beis, he says that the Belzer Rebbe used to tell people also not to fly in a yard site, because it's the same idea. The same Re'ah Mazalah you have during the 9 days, and during 3 weeks, you also have during on the day of a yard site. But Rav Shlomo Zalman said, if you're flying to Eretz Yisrael, you could do that any day, as long as it's not a Shabbos or a Yom. If you could even fly to Eretz Yisrael on Tisha B'Av itself, because that's certainly a Dvar Mitzvah, it's certainly a Tzarech Mitzvah to go to Eretz Yisrael, and that would therefore be the Zechus of Eretz Yisrael, and of that Mitzvah will protect the person. In fact, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, even if you have boys learning in Eretz Yisrael, and the Zman ends on Rosh Chodesh Av, so their choice is either to leave early, to leave the Zman early, a couple of days before the end of the Zman, or to go during the 9 days, he said the Zechus of the extra days of Torah should protect them, and they're able to go during the 9 days. If it's not feasible for them to wait until after Tisha B'Av is over, their parents aren't going to be happy with them, so they can go during the 9 days rather than leave yeshiva early. Zechus HaTorah Tagen Aleihem, says Rav Shlomo Zalman. And the final issue is surgery. Is it mutter to schedule a surgery during 3 weeks? So in the Sefer Moadei Yeshurun, page 136, says that Rav Moshe held that one should avoid surgery only during the 9 days, and during the 9 days, even if it's very minor surgery, it should be avoided. But during 3 weeks, no problem. During 3 weeks, you could have you could schedule any kind of surgery. There's an interesting ha'ara, though. Not everyone agrees with this. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in Emes Yaakov, page Reish Chafei, and Rav Yashiv, quoted in Perek Samach Tes of Ashrei Ish, and also Nitei Gavriel in Perek Chav Gimel Siv Ches, point out that l'chorot should be a kabel chomer from Hakaas Talmidim. That if you're not allowed to hit the Talmidim, because even though it's not, you're not hitting in a dangerous way, because it's an inherently dangerous time, so l'chorot one could very well argue that surgery is even worse. Although one could say that no, the idea of Hakaas Talmidim is that certainly the impression you get from the Medrash is not that it's a dangerous activity, it's that the negative interaction between two people causes certain spiritual forces to be activated. But if it's not a negative interaction between two people, adrabah, it's a positive, a surgeon doing a great chesed for the patient, so then maybe it doesn't cause those same forces to be activated. All agree, though, that if a doctor says that the surgery has to be done now, and you don't really have much leeway, you should have the surgery, because shomer mitzvah liyoda davara, person who does a mitzvah is going to be protected, and the same would be, let's say, a woman who's having a baby, and they want to schedule a C-section. If the doctor says that it should be done dafka during the 9 days, so you do it dafka during the 9 days, if that's what the doctor says is best. That's what Rav Zilberstein writes in Toras HaYoledes, Parak Mem Ches, page Shin Zayin, and he says, shomer Yisrael, yishmer HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect people who protect themselves, who fulfill the mitzvah of protecting their own health. And certainly Yoledes, who's doing the very great mitzvah of Purivu, considered a Shliach mitzvah, nothing is going to happen to her. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will protect her. Okay.